President-elect Biden is forging ahead planning a coronavirus response, and for public health expert Dr. Lina Wen, that can't come soon enough. Her recent Washington Post op-ed makes it clear. She writes, Biden's top priority must be to level with the American people and tell us the hard truths. It's titled, President Biden, Get to Work. Dr. Wen is an emergency physician and public health professor at George Washington University. She previously served as Baltimore's health commissioner. She's a frequent contributor to CNN and Here and Now. So Dr. Wen, Lina, welcome back.
Nice to talk to you as always, Robin.
Yeah, let's get right to it. You say Biden needs to start having fireside chats like Roosevelt did, put his health experts on daily briefings. What else?
Well, the most important thing right now is this idea that we cannot wait. Between now and January 20th, we could have more than 2,000 people a day dying from coronavirus. We've already wasted 8-9 months due to inaction, and we just cannot wait. And so President-elect Biden can actually do a lot, because what he doesn't have in executive power, he does have in moral authority. And so being able to speak directly to the American people is a major start. Because he can convince and needs to start enlisting trusted messengers who can also help to convey that message for him as well. In addition, he can come up with a national plan and get the buy-in now from governors and mayors. He may not have the executive power, but they do. And so he can start having this national framework in place that, of course, we should have had a long time ago. But that work doesn't need to wait until January 20th.
Well, you say also if he reaches out, let's say, to mayors, it gives them cover. If he not only reaches out, but starts talking about the mandates that he wants to put in place or wants them to put in place, then it gives them cover to do it if a governor has not.
That's right. I think it's particularly important in areas where the mayors or county executives may want to do the right thing or have been trying to do the right thing. They've been trying to put into place mask mandates or have been trying to do restrictions on certain types of high-risk businesses, but are finding that mayors and county executives in other surrounding areas are not doing this. And that's why that piecemeal approach has been so harmful. This is an opportunity now for President-elect Biden to get the buy-in from as many governors and mayors as possible, many of whom are already trying to do the right thing, get them to come together, have a national strategy around things like testing, contact tracing, getting supplies. He can put into place all these various pieces now, and again, not wait until January 20th.
Look, speaking to the urgency that we hear in your voice, Ashish Jha, the dean at Brown School of Public Health, says, as you do, we're on track to go from 1,000 deaths a day to 2,000 by December. As families gather, people drop their guard. But he's directing his ire and his tweets at people, asking them to make these demands of President Trump. You know, tell the Trump administration, do your job, we pay them, is one of the things he's written. Are you expecting a lot from Biden, who isn't in office yet, as we are hearing, doesn't have access to tools that he might need? Probably if he has fireside chats or has a task force speaking every day, it won't be picked up by Fox, which, you know, is where Trump supporters are getting their information and don't believe, as we know, largely don't believe in masks. I mean, what can he do with people who won't listen to him?
You make a very good point that you can have the best policies in place, but they're not going to have much effect if people don't literally follow that guidance. And that's why I hope that President-elect Biden will do a lot more to enlist those in particular who did not support him politically. So reaching out on the local community level to pastors, to heads of chambers of commerce, there are so many individuals who really can reach the communities and help to convince people to change their behaviors. Because in the absence of federal action right now, that's all we have. We need to convince people that we need to get through this winter. We have to keep up wearing masks, avoiding indoor gatherings. And this is going to be so hard as the weather gets colder and holidays come. But we have to get through this winter. Next winter will look very different. We might well have a vaccine. We may well have multiple therapeutics. But we have to get through this winter, or else there's not going to be another one to celebrate with our loved ones.
Yeah. You also say the president should appoint right now a coronavirus czar, specifically to also handle things like production of equipment that first-line workers need, also a way of distributing the vaccine that may be on the horizon. It's one thing to maybe get one made, but we don't have a distribution system yet, so that person could take that on. But I'm just wondering, we only have about a minute and a half here. I've kind of been harping on this, but it feels like the one thing that's different from this and other health crises is we can't see it. And I know, you know, that there's privacy issues and such fear of infection. You can't have camera crews wandering through hospitals to see people struggling to breathe, one of the most frightening things you'll ever see. But how do we address that? People don't believe it because they, you know, to a large extent, they can't see it.
I think that's a critical point. And in fact, we've seen that in places where coronavirus has run rampant, that communities have a much higher likelihood of abiding by things like mask mandates. I just hope that we don't wait until even more families are suffering. And it's not even from, not only just from people who are dying, it's also from people, hundreds of thousands, potentially people who could be living with long-term effects from coronavirus, effects including strokes and kidney damage and heart damage. I mean, this is the true toll of coronavirus.
Dr. Lina Nguyen, a professor of public health at George Washington University, will link you to her op-ed, Biden, Get to Work, in the Washington Post at herenow.org. Thank you, as always.
Thank you very much.